4CBHB Mobile.
4CBA Mobile, name here is David. Good morning.
And here's Nick. How are you doing today, sir?
Well, I'm doing okay, Nick. I'm leaving the Northside Park and just got through playing some tennis and headed to the house.
I played tennis in varsity high school and still occasionally like to get out every once in a while. I don't know a lot of people playing it that are close to where I live, but I really enjoy that. It's a fun game and something you can play for almost your whole life, you know.
It is a lot of fun, and it's a good exercise, and I kind of kill two birds with one stone. I get exercise, I have fun doing it.
We're in Pendleton, so we're pretty far. Great that we were able to communicate.
Well, as long as you can hit the repeater, it's basically FM's line of sight, but, like I said, as long as you can hit the repeater and you're in there.
4LOO Mobile.
It'd be 4CBA.
Good morning, this is Tao. I might actually have a little more time to start getting on here. Going forward since I started on the first shift finally.
Well, that's some good news, Kyle. I'm glad you got on first shift, KQ4QHV.
I've spoken to you before, but I can't remember your name.
I'm down in Pendleton.
Jake?
Nick, like jolly old St. Nicholas. KQ4QHV.
Roger that. I'm over here in Piedmont Moonville area myself.
Hey, I got some friends that live out towards that way, and I always enjoy going to visit them.
I'm actually coming to hang out at the river today. I got a day off, so I'm going to come hang out at the river and try to relax. So hopefully it'll be a good day, but I pulled a muscle on my back the other day when I first started first shift. Before I even got started working, I reached down and grabbed my bag and something went pop.
Definitely no fun.
I was joking with me yesterday, it was like, it's a chronic disease that everybody gets. It's called ATE.
Yeah, there's only one guarantee in life, you know it?
That's the guarantee we hope for anyway.
Where are you working now? They running three shifts?
Yeah, I'm over at Magna, and yeah, we're running three shifts 24/7, 7 days a week for that matter.
Never done any work for Magna. I don't believe I have. What are you guys making over there?
All the parts for, as far as body parts and stuff, for like BMW, Volvo, Mercedes, Nissan, Ford, Freightliner trucks, Peterbilt, Thomasbilt bus, Kenworth, you name it, we make it.
Metal presses out there, I guess.
A couple of metal companies are close by, and we pretty much utilize them all, so.
Any panels?
About everything. We make body sides, hoods, roofs, stuff for your suspension mounts, all your engine covers, your back walls, your front walls, like I say, you name it, we make it.
So you guys got some, I guess, a big press there to press out flat sheet metal into the forms of a hood and whatnot.
Indeed, and it's, I think we've got maybe a total of 600 to 700 employees total.
Shabby. Do you have any casting equipment out there?
Well, I drive a forklift myself, so there are guys and stuff. But matter of fact, one guy got killed by a die back right before Thanksgiving. He got crushed, and that die was like maybe 60,000 to 70,000 pounds worth.
Designed some dies before, and they're big chunky things. We had some dies that we paid whole bunch into the six figures, you know, for these dyes manufactured in China. And on the way over from China, there was a, I guess, compromise in the shipping container that our dyes were stored in, and they got covered in rust.
Yeah, that can tend to happen when you store them in metal containers and you're shipping them in a humid environment, so I can see how that would happen.
Yeah, we've ordered plenty of equipment and dyes from this company before, but, you know, somehow, I guess when they were loading it, that container got compromised and allowed the sea air into the shipping container, and it definitely, you know, you have a $150,000, $200,000 chunk of metal there, it's not like you can just throw it away, so it took us, like, about a month to refurbish it and get it all polished and everything before we could put it into service.
That sounds about right. We've got quite a few of those dyes sitting around, and they're all rusted out and stuff, so, yeah, I can see how that would take forever to pretty much get it cleaned up and everything. So they work us 6 to 7 days a week, most times it's 7 days a week, and now that I've gone to first shift, I might actually be able to enjoy life and still work 7 days a week.
In the forklift for your whole shift, you stay in that machine?
I'm a dot worker, so I work on any one of the docks. Currently, I'm on the outside dock where we're unloading racks and stuff and putting them away.
I get to drive the forklift occasionally where I work, and I've always enjoyed moving stuff around and operating one of those.
I prefer being on the inside where you're actually pulling orders and shipping them out to BMW and other places that we deal with. That's what I prefer. I mean, I really do. I love what I do. So don't get me wrong. I'd just rather, well, I don't know, since it's getting warm, it might be all right just to be outside.
And I tell you what, I remember the first time I ever drove, I think our forklift weighs around 8,000 pounds, maybe 6,000, somewhere around there, and I drove it onto a transfer truck to unload some weldments that we had, and that was pretty sketchy for me, first timer.
Come out like when the trailer feels like it's about to give way underneath of you.
Drive off the dock into the trailer, it's all loosey-goosey, moving around all over the place, now I'm like, whoa.
Wait till you get those weak floors and you feel how soft they are, and all of a sudden one of the panels gives out underneath of you. That's real fun. One of the companies we deal with, they got trailers just like that. In fact, I had one trailer that they had just refurbished the landing gear on it, and they didn't do a very good job with it, and the trailer started to literally collapse sideways on me.
Did you spill it, or did it manage to stay upright?
If it had been for the jack stand, it would have went all the way down to the ground. I probably wouldn't be working right now.
That can be hazardous, I imagine. Good thing somebody's looking out for you somewhere.
One I can thank for that is looking down in heaven, from heaven at me right now, so.
Taking an operation. I don't typically drive the forklift, only when everybody's all busy and I got nothing to do, really, you know.
Definitely understand that, but yeah, like I said, I really enjoy what I do, though. I always have ever since I started, but it just got to a point where it's 7 days a week, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't want to do this every single day.
Surprising that they, you know, request that from their employees.
It's more of a demand than a request.
I think I'd be able to do.
So bad when they actually finally do give you a day off, it's just not long enough.
Every week, you know, there'd be no way I could keep up with all of it.
I have to pay people to do the work that I can't be there to do, like my lawn and stuff like that. I have to pay somebody to come do that for me.
Now is something that I typically do everything myself. I just am a do-it-yourselfer kind of person, but now, you know, I look at it differently. I look at it basically, how much money could I make in the amount of time that it would take them to, say, cut the lawn? And can I make more money by working or essentially cutting the lawn? You know, I'm looking at it kind of that way.
Yeah, but not all money is good money. That's the way I feel, because, excuse me, I take a movie quote from Iron Man. Well, actually, it's the Avengers Endgame movie, where Tony Stark was telling his dad from the past, when he went travel back in time, said there's no amount of money worth a second of time.
More money, but it's hard to make more time. KQ4QHV.
True, that's the only thing in life we never get back is time, so I've cherished it as much as possible. KQ4LOO.
You said you're Kyle, correct?
P-A-L.
Well, I believe I'm about to get back to pressure washing the driveway here. Hopefully we can get that taken care of this weekend, and won't have to worry about that in the future. It was nice talking to you this morning, and this is KQ4QHV. Clear.
You have a good day. KQ4LLO. Clear.